special episode with Mr. Fagan from One Hit Podcast.
I am the greatest.
Be water, my friend.
Hello, guys. Welcome to One Hit Podcast. I'm today with Master Gordon Jew from Tull World Podcast. Hi, Master Jew. How's things?
Good. How are you, sir?
I'm fantastic, sir. All going good, thankfully. Feeling good, feeling strong.
Feeling strong?
Yeah.
So is this going to be the Fagan Jew podcast?
It's been in the work for many years.
FJ? FJ?
Code workers. I think it was the first time we had the podcast was 2019, believe it or not.
Was it?
Yeah.
I don't remember when we started it. We started our podcast. It was before COVID, obviously.
Yeah.
I mean, COVID has changed a lot of things, right? And I think it's really accelerated like this stuff, podcasting and stuff like that. And just being home, I guess.
Yeah. More time on people's hands.
Right. Well, we think we did anyway.
Yeah. Last time. But we chatted there recently, there on another podcast. We mentioned about UFC and UFC 300 MMA. We sort of touched on how UFC has changed over the last 30 years. Like, we mentioned that UFC, how it first started was, you want to see who the best martial art was. You want to see, was boxing better than kickboxing? Was judo better than wrestling? Was taekwondo better than karate? And then you had this sort of freak of nature, Royce Gracie from Brazil, to come in and beat everyone. Beat, a sumo wrestler as well, a big guy, 300 or 400 pounds. And Royce Gracie's only a small Brazilian guy. And he beat everyone.
5'8" or something?
Yeah.
He was like 150 pounds or something like that?
Yeah, I think it was 150.
I don't remember.
Pounds. Yeah, yeah, he was lightweight. And like, he beat all these monsters. And then that sparked this new revolution of martial arts. Like, is Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu the main source? And then for years it has been. Like, the champions for a long time are your wrestlers, judo practitioners, and your BJJ fighters. Like, from the early 90s. And then we had the sort of the bigger wrestling, the American wrestling, as they would call it, is the they were all pointing towards the Russian-style wrestling. What was better between them? And, like, have you seen a difference between that sort of old-style UFC compared to now in the sort of 2020s?
Yeah, I think there's definitely some changes. But, you know, I would just kind of say something about that. This idea with different martial arts, right? Which one's better? I mean, you do see that, those kind of challenges in the past. I mean, you see it in movies, you know, you like Bruce Lee against the Japanese and all those kind of things, right? So I think that concept is not any different. I remember Muhammad Ali challenged some sumo wrestler, right?
Yeah.
What year was that? That was way before UFC.
It was
That was an exhibition, right?
Japanese dude, wasn't it?
Yeah. So I think Muhammad Ali wore one glove.
That's right.
And I think it was a draw or something. I don't know. You know, the idea of which is the best martial art or challenging, it's always kind of been there. I think it's always been there. And I think Bruce Lee has kind of brought and you look at it, back in the 70s, he was doing those movies. He was kind of doing different things, kicking, punching, grappling, throwing, you know, so a lot of that. I think I've actually seen an article that says that they kind of consider him as the father of UFC in a way, mixed martial art, I guess you want to think of it that way. Interesting, but.
He had this, the actual gloves he wore in the movie back in the 80s. Is the gloves he used
those today. Kempo gloves?
Yes.
Yeah. That's right. That was kind of cool. I actually had a pair. Did you have one of those?
No.
I think they were called Kempo gloves.
No, I didn't have them.
Yeah, I remember having them. They didn't last too long. They kind of ripped. But getting back to your point, yeah, I think it has changed. I think people, when they saw the first UFC fight, and they go, oh wow, we've got to deal with someone that can grapple,
yeah,
not just standing up, You know, it's more like a possible bar fight or possible street fight or whatever it is. And sometimes I think as martial artists, we can kind of get, you know, too focused on what we're doing. And then we don't expand our view.
Yes.
And just looking at that first fight and what it is today. And I think today we've got, it's really exciting. I mean, I have to tell you, I don't know if I would say that that first fight was too exciting. Well, I learned a lot watching it, but I wouldn't say it was too exciting. And the rules were different too. I think it was unlimited time.
Yeah.
And I believe Gracie had him pinned down. He was just holding him for, for like a long, long time, right? And so nowadays, though, we've got different rounds. So it's more like a boxing kind of situation, right? Different rounds.
3 rounds of 5 minutes for the professional fighters, and then the title fights, 5 rounds of 5 minutes.
Right. And so it kind of changes the environment, or changes the rules, change the way we perform or what we're doing, right? And so you're limited. I mean, if you're being pinned down and you're not tapping out yet, and you can last that 5 minutes, and you've got it, you get another shot at, you know, going back into the ring and fighting that guy. So absolutely, it's changed a lot, I think. And rules make a difference in the way these fights go. What's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, like the thoughts are, like, it's sort of the boxers had to try and catch up with the ground fighters. And then when the boxers started to dominate a wee bit, then the boys came in with the kicks, the higher kicks, the karate boys, the taekwondo boys, the kickboxers, the Muay Thai fighters, and they had to adapt to that. And then we were fast forward then to leg kicks. So, like, it just shows you, like, the MMA means mixed martial arts. It shows you that we have to have all the martial arts. But my motto always was, you don't forget your style, your own style. So my style is taekwondo. If I want to be an MMA fighter, I have to do wrestling, judo, jiu-jitsu, everything. But the reason why I done martial arts is because of the style of taekwondo. So I have to use that to my advantage whenever the opportunity arises. And
exactly.
It has a right. Like one of my favorite fighters is Stephen Thompson. He's a karate background, upstate karate. And like, he's front leg sidekick. He moves the body, turn to the side, kick, 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 in and out, like a point fighter. But then that's like watching every Saturday in my taekwondo club, how they fight. So it's good to see him doing well, so I can go to my kids, see, that's why we do this, because he can do it at the highest level against a wrestler, against a champion. Where if we didn't have no one to look towards, it'd be very hard to, as Americans say, to sell it to our students why we do this. But it's great to see that the martial art has a change and adapt. Like, look at the current UFC champions, they're all stand-up fighters. Like, I went to the UFC 300 there 2 weeks ago in Las Vegas. 13 fights. 2 fights out of the 13 went to the ground.
Really?
Two
interesting.
Fights. And the two fights, was two wrestlers.
That's interesting, because it does seem like it's been moving towards stand-up recently. And it's just, I'm guessing, is that people are now able to adapt for that grappling or that takedown. And so they're not as easy. It's not as easy to take them down.
Yeah.
And so now you've got to deal with the stand-up. I do kind of think that today I see a lot of hand techniques, which is very much like boxing, right? And I think in the martial art world, people kind of think of taekwondo as just a kicking style. They kind of think of it like Olympic style sport, right? Unlike ITF, where ITF, you see a lot of hand techniques actually in ITF sparring, and even you see knockouts as well, but a lot of kicks, right? And so you just, it's just interesting to see what's going on today. And you do have to have both legs and feet.
Yeah, you needed it, especially like the front leg sidekick, which I keep mentioning on my podcasts. It's like the boxer's jab in taekwondo. Like, your jab, your front hand or front leg jabs it out to try and slow our opponent down. So our opponent's coming in for a takedown, you constantly sort of hit them. Of course, you have to be fast, because they're going to end up grabbing you and bringing you down that way. But a lot of the top level fighters are making it work, like Stephen Thompson, Michael Venom Page, Raymond Daniels, just name a few.
Yeah, that lead leg front snap kick. You like that one better than like the lead leg side piercing kick or side kick?
No, lead leg, that's what I'm about, the lead leg side piercing kick.
Oh,
That's,
okay.
yeah, that's.
So, yeah, sometimes you see that even in ITF sparring, you see a lot of that front, kind of like a front checking kick, front pushing kick, where they bring that knee up really high and then they
Boom.
thrust it in. And you see people really able to access or really hit their opponent with that. You would think it's not as an easier technique to defend against.
No, it's like it makes sense to be able to not get hit by it. It's the whole force and power coming straight through makes it work.
It reminds me of another fight. It wasn't UFC. I think it was Strikeforce. Who was that? Kung Lee against
Lee.
Shamrock. I don't know if you heard about that one. And Kung Lee, you know, he was a taekwondo guy, and he loved doing like that back kick, that spin back kick and side kicks. And throughout the fight, he was just throwing him at Shamrock in the arm, and it broke his arm. Finally broke his arm, and that was the fight. That was it.
See, that's the same as someone doing a leg kick to you and not checking it, and your leg will end up being damaged or broke. So if Shamrock doesn't know what to do, he's just taking it and taking it and taking it, and it's hitting at the same spot over and over and over. And our body can only take so much damage.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. I always kind of say that to my kid, some of my students, you know, if you get an injury, you got to kind of protect that because it weakens it. And if you keep getting it hit, it could break.
And the thing is, you will get hit. Every fight, both fighters get hit.
Oh, you can't go unscathed?
The best fighter in MMA, best fighter ever. Both, I was watching back the title fight there today before it was a podcast, and watching it live, I thought he never hit once. He got hit like 10 times in the first 2 minutes. But like it, and he won easy. So you know yourself, everyone has a plan. Like a hit in the face.
All right. Well, tell me another one hit
Another one.
sensation. Can
Yeah, I give you another one.
you
So
gave me two last time.
I give you two. I
I'm
give.
putting you on the spot.
Yeah, it seems that way.
It's
There's a.
your podcast. This
Yeah,
is your
true. It
podcast.
should be off the around. There's a fighter on. It wasn't Strikeforce, but I think it was before Strikeforce, and it was Benson Henderson versus. I can't remember his name at the moment for some reason. Pettis. And he ran up to the cage. He used his right leg, lead leg, bounced off the cage, jumped over, kicked him straight in the face, and knocked him out.
Ooh,
So he ran towards
nice.
the cage, used the cage or the wall to their advantage. Boom. Jumping, flying, turning kick to the face. Fight over. Became champion.
Yeah.
That was cool.
That's awesome. That was cool. All right. Well, I'll share a fight I saw. Well, it's not a fight. It was that they were just kind of playing around. It's a couple of my students, right? They were brothers, and you know how brothers are. They're like they just go at it. And so they were sparring. And the older brother does a 360 flying turning kick, smacks him in the head, and it broke his orbital, his eye orbital. I was like, oh no. I had to tell his dad. The two boys were fighting, and he broke that. And I think he was had double vision for like a month. They actually had to do surgery where they put a plate in it, but yeah, it can be dangerous. But they loved it.
I
They
guess
loved it,
as brothers. Nonstop.
they keep going.
No, that's the best thing of martial art. People say, "Why you love martial arts so much for you hit in the face all the time?" That's what I enjoy.
am the greatest.
Be water, my friend.